Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuv Chav Ches. Chulin 128a. Pagination is 255. We'll start on the previous page, which is Chulin Kuv Chav Zayin Amud Aleph Masnisin at the bottom of the page. Ha'ever v'habasar hamedul dolin. A limb that's hanging off the animal. It's already partly severed, but not completely so. It is considered Eiver min hachai, because it's basically severed. It's prohibited to both Jew and non-Jew. However, if a person has in mind to feed it to somebody, illicitly, Rashi gives the example that it might be thought to be given to a non-Jew, and the commentaries say, well, it's just as prohibited to the non-Jew too. That's correct. We're dealing with illicit behavior, just that the Jew is observing kosher. So it's really a far-fetched case to give that case. So the case was that they would illicitly were considering giving it to a non-Jew who's not as focused on what he's allowed to eat and what's not allowed to eat. But again, Eiver min hachai is forbidden to him as well. However, if someone thinks to feed it to somebody, then it now has a status of food. And regarding the status of food, there's tumas ochlin that's associated with it, the tuma of foods. And therefore, the Mishnah discusses Mitamin Tumas Ochlin Bimikoman, they have the status of food that became Tame Utsrichim Hechsher, provided that a liquid fell upon them, just like a fruit has to have liquid fall upon it before it's going to be able to become Tame. So too this food, meat, has to have liquid upon it. However, when liquid falls upon the rest of the animal, it's considered connected enough to be able to cause hechsher to this limb as well. Nishchato habehema. Let's say the animal was shecht onto Amud Beis. Hukshuru bidda meha. This limb is automatically going to become readied to become tameh based on the liquid, in this case the blood, that came upon the animal as a result of shchita. Divrei Rab Meir, that's the view of Rab Meir. Rab Shimon omer lo hukshuru. Rab Shimon says that it does not cause hechsher to the limb because something's apparently missing. And at least in a specific scenario, there's a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, whether the blood of the shechita, which falls upon the bulk of the animal, is able to affect this particular limb. Let's take a look at Rav Papa on today's daf. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa said, Behechsher koda machshava kamifligi. The question is a fascinating one. If hechsher comes before the intent to use it as food, that's where they're arguing. In other words, this limb is not meant for human consumption. It's Eiver min hachai in its status. It's forbidden both to Jew and non-Jew alike. However, if the person illicitly has in mind that it should be used as food, then it will be able to acquire tuma, this ritual impurity, provided that a liquid fell upon it before the tuma was introduced. The question, according to Rav Papa, is, what happens if the liquid came upon the thing before the intent to use it as food occurred? And then afterwards, it came in contact with Toma. Will the hechsher that occurred, the liquid that was introduced, before it was viewed as a food, make it ready to accept Tumah? And that, Rav Papa says, is kamifligi, the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon in our Mishnah. Detanya, as we learned. Amar Rav Yehuda said, kachaya Rabbi Akiva shone, Rabbi Akiva taught, chelev shchuta bikfarim, the fat of a shecht animal in the village where there's plenty of meat to go around, and people don't generally eat the fat, they're not that desperate. Tzorech machshava, you would have to have intent to use it as a food for it to be regarded as a food in the laws of Tumas Ochlin, ritual impurity. Ve'ein tzorech hechsher, but it does not need to be readied after the intent with the introduction of a washing process, a liquid being introduced. Shekvar huchsher b'shchita, because it already had it during shchita, even though the shchita time, the liquid time, was before the intent to use it as food. But that doesn't bother Rabbi Akiva in this first presentation. And it will work to ready it for Tumah, even though your intent was not yet for food. Amarti lefon, Rabbi Yehuda says, I said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Lamadtenu Rabbeinu, our Rebbe taught us, meaning you taught us. Ulshin, translated typically as endive, shalikton vihidichon labehema, that were gathered and washed for the purpose of animal use. So this is not a food in a human sense. V'nimlech aleim la'adam, and then a person changed their mind and decided to use it for people. Tzirichos hechsher sheni, a new washing, a new introduction of liquid would have to occur because the water or whatever liquid it is has to occur after it's viewed as a food. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you taught us by Ulshin differently. V'choza Rabbi Akiva liyoshone ki Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Akiva reversed his ruling to rule like Rabbi Yehuda. So what we're looking at now in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that the liquid has to be introduced after it's a food. Mar savar lo kimei kara. One opinion is viewing it like Rabbi Akiva originally held in this flow, in this presentation, that it is huchshar, even if the liquid was introduced before it was viewed as a food. And that's the view of Rabbi Meir, that nishchato habehema huchshuru b'dameha, even if at that particular time they did not yet think of using the evah min hachai as a food illicitly. Omar savala kachazora. And the other opinion is following the chazara, the reversal of Rabbi Akiva's position, which is that it needs a hechsher sheni, a new introduction of liquid after it is viewed as a food. And that's the opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo huchsheru. Rabbi Shimon says this eva min achai is not readied for tumah because at the time of the shechita, it was not intended as a food. It was only later that someone intends it as food, albeit illicitly, and that's when it has to first become huchshar. The Rambam in Tumas Ochlin Gimel tells us, Hamiyuchadim la'adam b'chal makom tzurichim hechshar ve'ein tzurichim machshava. If something is noted as a human food, so then it needs the liquid to make it tameh, to ready it for tumah, but it doesn't need any intent because it's given that it's a food. However, if it's something that's not recognized as a food unless you intend it as such, says the Rambam, afapi shehuchsha b'shchita, even though this limb got liquid applied to the animal at some point, tzorech hechsher sheni achar hamachshava, it needs a second introduction of liquid after the intent exists to use it as a food, and that would match the opinion of Reb Shimon, lo huchsharu, it's not readied until you do something else. It would match the opinion that Rav Papa presents regarding Rabbi Akiva's retraction, accepting the view of Rabbi Yehuda by the ulshin vegetable, and similarly by chelev, by the fat. The liquid has to be introduced after it's viewed as a food. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.